What a bad time it has been for the nation's best-known historians, that small number of academic scholars whose faces frequently appear on television and whose speaking fees reach well into the five figures. It's a small roster, Stephen Ambrose, Joseph Ellis, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Yet in the past year, all three of them have been caught in offenses ranging from plagiarism to outright fabrication. Let's start with Ambrose. The issue with him is not that he made facts up. No, what he did is foster the illusion that he was the facts discoverer he plagiarized from other authors. Ambrose has been revealed to be a serial plagiarist, dating back to the early 70s. No one has accused Doris Kearns Goodwin of being a serial plagiarist, just an ordinary one. In writing her 1987 book, The Fitzgeralds and the Kennedys, Goodwin stole extensively from a biography of Kathleen Kennedy by a British writer. What gave the Goodwin story legs was less the deed itself than her attempts to explain it away. Instead of making the reasonable claim that the statute of limitations had surely run out on a 15-year-old, one-time offense, Goodwin couldn't stop rationalizing. Absolutely not, she told the Boston Globe when she was charged with plagiarism. She'd just been a little sloppy. But as Thomas Mallon has pointed out, sloppiness is the first excuse claimed by the plagiarist. The sad story of Joseph Ellis takes us more directly into the realm of historians making up facts. The Ellis affair began with the publication of a story in the Boston Globe detailing the lies he was telling about himself in his classes. In the life that Ellis fabricated, he'd scored the winning touchdown in his final high school football game. He'd spent a summer doing civil rights work in Mississippi. He'd fought in Vietnam as a paratrooper, then joined the anti-war movement. None of Ellis's boasts were true. He wasn't even on his high school football team. His time in Mississippi had not been spent working for civil rights. He never served in Vietnam, nor was he involved in the anti-war movement. For all his many and genuine accomplishments as a historian, Ellis was just a pathetic old guy trying to make young college students think he was cool. So what's the big lesson that ties together the sad stories of Joseph Ellis, Stephen Ambrose, and Doris Kearns Goodwin? Nothing terribly original, but how about dusting off this old chestnut? Seeing and telling the truth as best one can is the highest scholarly calling. Ambrose and Goodwin betrayed that calling by stealing the work of others and passing it off as their own. Ellis betrayed it by making things up and portraying those things as true. In each case, scholars whose accomplishments as tellers of truth are otherwise distinguished got seriously off track. And in each case, and deservedly, they have paid the price in the coin of tarnished reputation.